All right, welcome back to Science TLDR. You know how this works. We get our hands on some of the most interesting research out there, and we break it down for you.
That's right. No jargon, just the good stuff.
Exactly. So today we're diving into a paper. Well, actually, it just came out in Nature Medicine. Title's a bit of a mouthful. A natural experiment on the effect of herpes zoster vaccination on dementia.
Catchy, right.
Definitely grabs your attention. But the real meat here is that they're looking at, you know, whether getting that shingles vaccine, the one for the varicella zoster virus, could actually lower your risk of dementia later on.
Yeah, and the methodology they used is pretty slick. They call it a natural experiment, which is, in a way, a clever workaround for some of the limitations we often face in epidemiology when we're trying to nail down cause and effect.
I'm all ears. Walk us through this natural experiment thing. What exactly did they do?
Okay, so picture this. In Wales, back in September 2013, they rolled out this policy for the zoster vaccine. Anyone born on or after September 2nd, 1933, got the green light to get vaccinated.
Sounds straightforward enough.
But here's the twist. Folks born just one day before, September 1st or earlier, nope, they weren't eligible.
So that's the natural experiment. They're using this hard cutoff date as a sort of dividing line.
Exactly. It's like a real-world A-B test.
Yeah.
The beauty of it is that people born so close together, like right on either side of that date, they're probably very similar in a lot of ways. Their health, their lifestyle, you name it.
So any big difference in dementia rates between these two groups could plausibly be linked back to the vaccine. It's like they accidentally created a giant, almost perfectly controlled experiment.
That's the idea. And they went to great lengths to make sure those groups really were comparable. They checked all sorts of things, other vaccinations, pre-existing conditions, even socioeconomic factors. Mm-hmm. And you know what? No significant differences popped up.
Makes you wonder, right? Could we be overlooking the potential of vaccines for something as complex as dementia? It's like a whole new frontier.
Definitely food for thought. Now, the researchers had access to a gold mine of data, the SALE data bank in Wales, which is jam-packed with electronic health records. Plus, they backed up their findings by looking at death certificates from England and Wales, too. Talk about thorough.
Really thorough. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of what they found, let's make sure everyone's on the same page. Could you give us a quick refresher on what herpes zoster actually is? Some of our listeners might be thinking, wait, isn't that shingles?
You got it. Herpes zoster, a.k.a. shingles, it's basically the varicella zoster virus coming back to haunt you. You know, after you've had chickenpox, the virus can hang out in your nerve cells for years, just dormant.
Like a ticking time bomb, almost.
Kinda, yeah. And when it reactivates, often as we get older and our immune system isn't as sharp, bam, you get shingles. That painful rash, usually on one side of the body. Not fun.
So the vaccine they're looking at is a live attenuated vaccine, right? What's the deal with those?
Right, so instead of using a dead virus, they use a weakened version, but it's still alive. The idea is that it gives your immune system a good workout, a sort of dress rehearsal, without actually making you sick.
Clever. But back to the study design. They use this fancy term, regression discontinuity design. Could you explain that in a way that, you know, doesn't make our heads spin?
Sure. Imagine you've got a scholarship program that's only open to students born after a certain date. Kind of like that birthday cutoff for the vaccine.
Okay, I'm following.
Now, if you compare students born just before and after that cutoff, they're probably pretty similar in terms of academic potential, right? So if you see a big difference in scholarship awards between those two groups, it's likely because of that arbitrary cutoff date.
Makes sense. So in the study, it's the same principle. They're using the birth date cutoff to isolate the effect of the vaccine. Pretty ingenious, if you ask me.
Right. It's like turning a real-world situation into a controlled experiment.
Okay, and then there's all the stat stuff, the confidence intervals and p-values. What do those tell us?
Right. So the confidence interval basically gives you a range of values where the true effect of the vaccine probably lies. Like if they did the study 100 times, 95% of the time the true effect would fall within that range.
So it's like a measure of how certain they are about their findings.
Yeah, exactly. And the p-value, that tells you how likely it is that they would have gotten these results if there was actually no real link between the vaccine and dementia.
So a low p-value, like the one they found, means it's pretty unlikely that this was just a random fluke.
Exactly. It adds weight to their findings.
Okay, two more terms I scribbled down. Nootropic herpes viruses and immunomodulatory effects. Break those down for us.
All right, so nootropic herpes viruses, they're a family of viruses that have this knack for infecting nerve cells. And guess what? Varicella zoster virus, the shingles culprit, is one of them.
Interesting. So this study is looking at the effects of this virus on the brain.
Right. And there's a growing body of research suggesting that these neurotropic viruses might play a role in various neurological conditions.
I see. And immunomodulatory effects.
That basically means that something, like a vaccine, can actually change how your immune system works, not just against the specific virus it targets, but in broader ways.
That's pretty mind-blowing. So these vaccines might be doing more than we thought.
It's a whole new area of exploration.
All right, let's dive into the actual results. Remind us again about the timeline and how eligibility for the vaccine changed.
So the policy kicked in on September 1st, 2013. Everyone born on or after September 2nd, 1933, suddenly became eligible for the zoster vaccine.
But those born a day earlier were left out in the cold, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It created this stark dividing line. And you know what? It had a huge impact on vaccination rates. The week before the cutoff, almost no one in the soon-to-be-ineligible group got vaccinated. But the week after, boom, the vaccination rate jumped to nearly 50% among the newly eligible folks.
That's a pretty dramatic shift. It
Right.
really highlights the power of this natural experiment design. But they had to prove that those two groups were actually comparable, right? Like, besides the vaccine, were they really similar?
Absolutely. They did a ton of analysis to check for any hidden differences that might skew the results. They looked at other vaccinations, like flu and pneumonia shots, no difference there. Then they dug into pre-existing conditions, including dementia. Again, nothing. Even things like education levels were similar across the board.
That's reassuring. It really strengthens the argument that any difference in dementia rates can be tied back to the vaccine.
Right, they really did their homework.
Okay, drum roll, please. What did they find when they analyzed all that data from the Sale Data Bank?
Well, the headline is, they found a statistically significant link between getting the zoster vaccine and a reduced risk of developing dementia.
That's huge.
But
How much of a reduction are we talking about here?
over a 7-year period, people who were eligible for the vaccine had a 3.5% lower chance of being diagnosed with dementia compared to the ineligible group.
3.5%, that sounds pretty significant.
It is, especially when you consider the scale of the problem. In relative terms, that translates to about a 20% reduction in the risk of getting dementia. And remember, their p-value was really low, so this wasn't just a fluke.
That's incredible, but didn't they also look at death certificates from England and Wales? Did that analysis back up their findings?
It did. They found that being eligible for the zoster vaccine was linked to fewer deaths from dementia.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just about getting a diagnosis. It actually seemed to be affecting survival rates.
That's really compelling. It's starting to look like a pretty strong case for a real connection between the vaccine and dementia.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there are skeptics out there. What about other possible explanations? Could there be something else going on that they missed?
Well, the researchers considered that, of course. They looked for any signs that maybe getting the vaccine changed people's healthcare habits or how often they went to the doctor.
So, like, maybe the vaccinated group was just more likely to get diagnosed with dementia because they were seeing their doctor more often?
Exactly. But their analysis didn't support that. And importantly, no other public health programs in Wales used the same September 2nd, 1933 cutoff date. It really seems like the vaccine is the key factor here.
Okay, so let's say the vaccine really does protect against dementia. How on earth does that work?
That's the million-dollar question. The researchers explored a couple of possibilities. The first is that the vaccine prevents those sneaky varicella-zoster virus reactivations, both the ones that cause full-blown shingles and the silent ones that we don't even notice.
So the virus could be causing damage even when we don't see any symptoms.
It's a theory. And it makes sense because even after they adjusted their analysis to account for people who actually got shingles, the protective effect of the vaccine was still there.
Huh. So it's more than just preventing the rash.
Right. And here's another interesting tidbit. The reduction in dementia cases didn't really kick in until more than a year after the vaccination program started.
So it takes time for the protective effect to become apparent.
Seems that way. It suggests there's some kind of biological process at play that takes a while to unfold.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
What's the other possible explanation?
Well, it could be that the vaccine has broader effects on the immune system beyond just targeting the varicella-zoster virus. Remember those immunomodulatory effects we talked about earlier?
Yeah, like the vaccine is giving the immune system a tune-up.
Exactly. And this theory gets some support from the fact that women, who tend to have stronger immune responses to vaccines in general, seem to benefit more from the zoster vaccine.
Interesting. So it could be a combination of things. Directly reducing the impact of the virus and also boosting the immune system in a broader way.
That's the thinking.
This is all so exciting, but we have to be cautious, right? Every study has its limitations. What caveats did the researchers highlight?
They were very upfront about the potential for some dementia cases being missed in the electronic health records. That could mean they underestimated the true effect of the vaccine.
Fair enough. Any other limitations?
Well, their main findings really only apply to people who are around 79 or 80 years old when the vaccine program started back in 2013.
Because that's the group they focused on with their natural experiment.
Right. And importantly, this study only looked at the older live attenuated vaccine, Zostavax. The newer one, Shingrix, wasn't widely available during the study period.
So we need more research to see if those findings hold up for the newer vaccine.
Definitely.
This has been a truly eye-opening deep dive. To wrap things up for our Science TLDR listeners, could you give us the three biggest takeaways from this research?
Absolutely. First and foremost, this study offers strong evidence that getting the live attenuated zoster vaccine might actually reduce your risk of developing dementia later in life. The way they use this natural experiment with the birthday cutoff makes their findings really convincing.
It's a game changer, potentially. What's takeaway number two?
Well, the effect size is nothing to sneeze at. We're talking about a 20% reduction in dementia risk. If that holds true in other studies, it could have huge implications for public health, especially since the zoster vaccine is already pretty cost-effective.
Amazing. And lastly,
we still don't know exactly how the vaccine works its magic. It could be a direct effect on the virus, a broader boost to the immune system, or maybe a bit of both. More research is needed to unravel the mystery. But it opens up so many possibilities for thinking about how we might prevent or delay dementia. Maybe we've been overlooking some simple solutions that are right under our noses.
Food for thought, indeed. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll be back next week with another fascinating piece of research, so stay tuned.